it's difficult to have a rehearsed routine to fit in with. Broken rhythm. You see? We rehearse routines, lack the flexibility to adapt.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Broken Rhythm Podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 29th. This is the 11th episode of the Broken Rhythm Podcast. Haven't done one in a little bit over a week, but we're back. Had a pretty good weekend. We had some family members and friends of the family come visit. So that's always good. At least this experience was good. We had kids running around the house. People sharing rooms, sharing beds. Oh, everybody sharing a bathroom.
It wasn't quite like usual.
Yeah, we got a kid running around the house, but this time there was, what, like four of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was fun. You know, that was our weekend.
Watched the fights.
Yeah, Saturday we watched the fights. We watched UFC 189, which was actually free. It was a championship fight, too, against bantamweight champion TJ Dillashaw. And the former champion, Henan Barao.
I think he's done, dude. His career is done.
Dillashaw?
Barao.
Both of you, Barao.
I mean, he got humiliated twice.
Twice, dude.
It's not like the first... People say the first time was a fluke. How is it a fluke for four rounds, you know?
I think if...
Or five rounds.
If it would have been stopped the first round when TJ cracked him and he knocked him down... I'd be okay. That's kind of not a fluke, but just
a lucky
shot. Yeah, he got lucky, or just we'd never be able to see. Hey, how would he have done after the first round, or would he have gotten up? Mm. What would have happened? But TJ whooped him until the fifth. I mean, they stopped it in the fifth round. He whooped them for five rounds, and then people wanted to give him an automatic rematch. I didn't agree with that, and then. He got it, and then he didn't make weight. Or he made, after the weigh-ins, or right before the weigh-ins, he passed out.
Yeah, it was before.
Oh, it was before the weigh-in. He's cutting weight for the weigh-in, and he passes out.
Yeah, it was before, because he was in the sauna, and he passed out in the sauna.
And he's he was a champ, you know, champ for...
He walks. He walked around at what?
180? 190?
Oh, I think, between 185,
192. That's 50 pounds he has to cut. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, somewhere around there. He walks heavy. And so they didn't think he was going to make it, you know, and it was a big success when he did make it. It was a win for him, and he knew it, but it's still a big cut. And he came, besides the cut, the first round, he came very aggressive. And I think he tired himself out, you know, plus getting hit, getting destroyed by Dillashaw.
Mentally, already right there.
Yeah.
Because technically, round one is round six for them because it's their second fight.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's in his... Like what I was saying is what sucks for them as fighters or more Dillashaw is that he's had three camps in a row dedicated to Barao.
14 total months.
14 months of training for the same person. And that sucks. Now that he's champion, now he can actually focus on really retaining his championship and
who's they gonna fight next?
I have no idea.
Might be Dominic Cruz.
Oh yeah, Dominic Cruz was saying that he's a wannabe and no se que tanto.
He's still working up the chain. He hasn't earned the title yet.
He's got injured.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
prone to injury.
Technically, he's never lost his championship. Yeah, they got stripped because he was out for 3 years.
Yeah.
I think TJ will still whoop him. I think so.
I think so.
But all the moves, he got it from him.
Doesn't matter.
He does it better, though.
He does it better. Yeah. It's
part of evolution.
I don't know.
Why, it's like if you're a master.
So much?
Maybe the way he trains. I don't know. He has bad. I mean, or a knee injury, dude. It's just.
Bones, or I don't know.
It's his knee, I think. I think it's always his knee. Because he's had knee surgery. And then it didn't take the first time, so he got hurt, and it got hurt even worse. I think he's had two knee surgeries on the same knee. You fuck up a knee, dude, you're never the same.
Yeah.
Whether you come back as an athlete, that's different. But you, with your experience with hurting your knee, you're never the same, dude.
Never.
You're never the same.
Well, hopefully that, you know, it becomes...
It was only fair that Dana took... I mean, it sucks, but the champion's out for 3 years. Everybody else is fighting for a title shot that they're never going to get. Thank you. That they're never going to get because the champion's always out. So, they, you know... I think he might end up having to fight Uriah soon. I think they'll do it. Just because they're friends or they were in the same camp or whatever.
Frankie Edgar.
Frankie Edgar's 145.
I know. I read together that Frankie Edgar, you know, it would be a good fight.
If he could make the cut.
Yeah. I think Frankie Edgar could be in all three weight classes. Mm-hmm. Middleweight, featherweight, bantamweight.
Anything for Frankie Edgar, I'm always down for. Anything as a fighting. Fighting-wise. It's not the kind of game, but. Yeah, I meant fighting-wise.
But that would be a big cut, dude. 20 pounds for him? He's used to one. He walks around naturally. Naturally, whether he's in shape or not, he's 155 all the time. Whether he's on a diet or not.
Yeah, so I don't know, cutting might show that, you know, it's just talk.
When he's fought at 145, I mean.
And what do you think of Stitch getting fired?
I think that's horrible, dude. I said it. We said it on episode 3, dude. This whole Reebok thing has been... I don't like it. They're fucking wolves in sheep's clothing, man.
For those of you who don't know,
you Stitch, tell them, man. I'm getting some
Stitch. Stitch. What's his last name?
Duran.
Stitch Duran. Stitch is not his first name. It's a nickname. Anyways, he's a cut man for UFC. And he does boxing and all that. But... You know, he's a cut man. Cut men are the ones that when you go in the corner, you know, they attend your cut, your wounds, whatever, your bruises, you know, they stop the bleeding, etc., etc. Well, Stitch, he's been with the UFC since, what, UFC 33 or something like that? 29?
Wow, I don't, it's been a long time.
He's a real veteran, though. He's a real veteran.
But even before that, I think he was already in boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was,
Yeah, he's a real veteran. He's done boxing, UFC, you know, contact sports, so... You know, he's kind of like a fighter. He would make his money off of sponsors as well. Zions. What else did he have on his...
His name is Jacob.
Oh, Jacob. All right. Jacob Duran. Jacob Stitch Duran. But, yeah, he's kind of...
He was a big promoter for Tap Out.
Tap
for the,
Out?
For the original guy, you know,
I
like...
I think Monster
Cut. Like Mask and those guys.
Yeah.
Harley.
Anyways, the Cutmen would make their... I didn't even know that, but they were kind of like UFC fighters. They would make their money off sponsors.
Yeah, they needed to because they didn't get paid enough.
Mm-hmm. So once the UFC made the Reebok deal, the Cutmen are kind of like left out of the play. From what I take it, they're kind of left out.
Yeah,
they're not getting $1,500.
They don't get money from Reebok.
A ref makes $200 a fight. Okay, a ref, a known ref like Herb Dean.
Really?
Big John
makes $200. If it's a championship fight, they make like $400 to $500. That's about it.
Wow. That's why they rotate, maybe?
That's why they rotate. But if you're starting out as a ref, you're making very little money.
Making like $50 a night or something.
So imagine Cutmen, they're not as important as the ref.
I think they are.
They are, but they're not.
They're more.
You know,
they're on the same level. Point being, this Cutmen, after X amount of years, one of the best Cutmen got fired from the UFC because he talked bad about Reebok. Because pretty much he was saying that Reebok is not paying them enough. And
he didn't even say anything bad. He just said he made a statement.
Exactly.
Because
he made a very vague statement.
Yeah.
It was really vague.
Very vague. And it's not like he went on a rant. It was just, hey, you know, this is what's going on. It kind of sucks. I'm going to have to go do a little bit more boxing events. Next day, he's fired.
Yep.
Next fucking day.
That's pretty much all he said. I'm going to have to do a little bit more boxing gigs just to, you know, get my income
straight
to where it was at. Yeah. And yeah, next day, he got fired.
Well, the thing is that they're not getting paid. And then they asked, hey, what about us? And Reebok said, well, we don't have anything for you guys.
But
then UFC was like, well, you know, kind of upset because I guess they have a department for the Cutmen.
I guess so.
And they're not getting, they're at the bottom of the, the bottom of everyone, so there was not enough. So they're not getting paid. So now when they got cut those sponsorships, they got cut that money.
But, okay, this is the thing. When Reebok came in, the fighters aren't allowed to promote other sponsors. The UFC still makes money off of other sponsors because the Octagon still has a bunch of fucking logos. Hell yeah,
it looks like a damn NASCAR car.
So, if it's only for the fighters and the UFC can make money off sponsors, why can't Cutman?
Yeah, If
Reebok isn't picking them up and saying, hey, wear some Reebok shoes, wear a Reebok shirt, hey, Stitch. You know what? In this whole year of development,
they should have their own personal
gear. Why didn't Stitch get asked? Hey, you know what? Your vest, is that important to you? Oh yeah, I keep my gauze here, my scissors, and this and that.
And it could have been
and they could have fucking Reebok and fucking UFC across the stupid chest, like they do with the shirts and the Reebok sign on the right here on the top corner.
They could have made it a little different just to
exactly distinguish but who they could have picked. Dude, there's only five fucking what? There's like five Cutmen. Four Cutmen.
No, I think there's like six.
Okay.
I think there's six. One retired already, so they got someone else.
But if they picked up 700 or 600 and something fighters, they couldn't pick up four Cutmen? Yeah. They couldn't develop a uniform for them, as shitty as they are?
And what I don't understand is USC pays their pays the Cutmen, and for instance, that was horrible. Whew. Anyways, UFC loses money all the time, especially like the Jose Aldo McGregor World Tour. They lost a lot of money, and it was like, okay, but they can't take care of the Cutmen?
Even the UFC should just pay them out of pocket, just be like, hey guys, we're going to compensate. But no. So Stitch is saying something, yeah, hey man, they're taking money away from me. I'm not allowed to get sponsors so they can pay me. The UFC doesn't want to pay me. Reebok has nothing to do with me. And he's like, dude, so I got to go do other gigs somewhere else. And they're like, we don't like what you said. You're fired.
And what happened to the it took forever. It took a week for UFC to respond. Reebok responded first before UFC responded. Dana White ended up making, they had an interview, a small interview in the back, and what did he say? Hey, we're not friends.
Oh yeah, dude, Dana White sounded like a total ass. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
We ain't friends. I don't call him, blah blah. That doesn't matter. He's an employee of yours. And Stitch is the best in the business. Like, I was listening to The Fighter and the Kid. Did you hear that one with Michael Rapaport?
Yeah.
How Brendan Schaub was saying that, dude, a Cutman, dude, they do magic within that minute, like doctors right there, and if a doctor sees the cut, they can call and he goes, Stitch makes it to where the doctor will just be like, well, he'll let it go. And he goes, sometimes they'll let them go a little bit over that minute because they know what they're doing. If they have another 5 seconds, that fight can fucking continue. So now they got rid of one of the best fucking cutmen.
That makes
fucking miracles, dude, happen.
You think those fighters will stick to what they say? Like, oh, I'm not going to fight unless I have Stitch on my corner.
Well, because he's not coming back.
But so is in boxing, like the Klitschko, I always forget how to pronounce their names. Klitschko, the Klitschko brothers, they would never fight without him in their corner.
Brendan Schaub brought a good point. He said, you know, you could only have so many guys as your cornermen. He was saying, what if I bring Stitch as one of my cornermen and the other guy my coach and that's it?
Yeah, would he
be able to do
it?
Cornerman freaking being your cutman.
Yeah, it really, I don't think that.
But then Brendan would have to pay him out of pocket.
Yeah.
And Stitch is probably expensive.
That's the only way.
But he would rather have Stitch than anybody else.
That also can make a statement. It's like, then he can actually get self-employed and say, hey, you want
me
on
your
side? Yeah.
It could be better for him. But what if the UFC's like,
we can't honor that. You're banned from here.
But because who got kicked out? Leg guy. Paul Harris. Paul Harris. But I've seen him at the weigh-ins with other fighters standing there, and Dana shakes his hand, and they're cool, and he's in the corner. He got fired from the UFC.
For show, man.
What I'm saying is that he's been fired from the UFC, mm-hmm. but he's still at events in people's corners.
Maybe. If you're listening, Stitch.
Like, he's listening.
Yeah, Brendan said that he went on MMA Junkie, dude, and he was, like, crying about it, man.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, of course,
it's a beloved sport. It's what he likes to do.
He probably wants to do it more than boxing.
Yeah, he said that. He likes it more than boxing.
Carlos Santana's brother, man.
He likes it more than boxing because they probably get paid the same. And MMA is only three rounds or five rounds. And boxing is 12. Yeah, that's
good. Huh? Well, they last the same thing. I mean, 12 three-minute rounds.
Yeah, but you still got a minute, so you got 12 minutes in there.
He only goes in there three times. In the other room, he's got to go in there 12 times. Yeah. And he's got less of a break. In MMA, he's got 5-minute breaks. He can't. He's go got 3 minutes.
He can't even go take a piss because he has to go.
He's like, damn it.
That's probably why I would choose
MMA.
No, boxing. Yeah, to be more busy, you know.
Or get better.
He gets better.
There's that black guy, that old man, nice old man. I don't remember his name. He retired. He was like one of the best cut men.
He was sexy. He was up there.
Then Stitch was the runner up.
It sucks. And same thing with Brandon Shaw, man. He started talking crap about Reebok, and you can't buy his UFC kit.
His fight kit. He was saying on his podcast, yesterday's podcast, that one fan said, I guess they were talking to Reebok or a representative of Reebok. And he was saying, I want a Brendan Schaub shirt. You know, do you guys have any of those in stock? And the Reebok guy responded, no, we're sold out right now. But as soon as we get them in stock, you know, we'll let you know. And Brendan Schaub like, all right, cool. And then there's him saying it. And then, all right. And another fan asked the same question. And the Reebok guy answered, no, because he was talking bad about Reebok, blah, blah, blah. We shut his stuff down. Unless he talks to, like, the head guy from Reebok or anything to apologize or whatever. They're not going to put his merchandise back up. I'm like, all right, cool.
And that's,
make more money over here.
And that's my problem. When I saw that Tuesday, when they talked about the UFC kid and USADA and Exos and all that, you know, I told you, I talked to a guy back home, and I mentioned it to people, and just people were just like, "What? What's wrong with it? Why are you so negative about it?" This is why, because I would, not that I could see it, but I was like, I have a feeling that they're gonna do fucking crappy shit.
What did they say in the statement against Stitch? We're not part of the UFC besides us selling apparel.
Yeah.
Or something. I mean, don't quote me on the words exactly, but it was saying all they do is they work with the apparel, the uniforms, nothing else. They don't worry about firing or whatever they're doing with. They're stopping a shop of making money.
Yeah, it's $9.
It doesn't matter. It's still money.
Yeah, I know. It's 10-15% he gets.
And it takes fans away from him. Oh, you can't. I can't buy one. I'll buy something else then. I'll buy, you know, freaking.
I will never buy it.
Robbie Lawler's. Well, I'm saying there's people that say, "Hey, I want to buy something," and they're gonna go because it's not available. They're gonna go to the next runner up, and their next runner up, the actual fans' runner up.
I just see it as in.
First off, that, I think Reebok sucks. Exactly. Personally. I think they should have gone off with Nike or Adidas or somebody else.
Actually, Adidas owns Reebok. That's what Shaw was saying.
Oh, really?
He says that Adidas owns Reebok.
So why the hell do... I don't know. I just think going with
Reebok... Dude, I would have gone with New Balance before freaking Reebok. I would have gone with Kirkland, Costco Kirkland, before Reebok.
I didn't know that.
What, did they shut off our podcast and shit?
You can buy things in bulk.
The kid. I don't have to buy one shirt. I can buy six of them.
Yeah.
For a discount price.
I didn't know that Adidas owned.
I didn't either. But that's what Brendan said. But yeah. So, I think the Brendan thing was just funny, just because he got himself kind of in trouble. But the Stitch thing, dude, that's.
Wait, who are they gonna fire? Why would he get in trouble? It's just, they ask him, what do you think? I'm telling you what I think.
He's saying the truth.
I've heard a lot of interviews. I've seen a lot of interviews backstage. They're talking about their kids. And some guys going, hey, I haven't received anything yet. And so I'm scrounging, trying to get
stuff that I have, everything they sent me, it doesn't fit. And then other people are like, oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. Mm-hmm. They can't say something like, hey, I don't like it because this. And that's what Brendan Schaub did. Okay, yeah, but well, look, they asked you, what do you think? What do you think? You're asking me what I think. Be prepared to get whatever's on your mind. They and just they don't like that.
They don't want the bad publicity.
So they're dictating how the actual sport is going.
And I hate that.
It sucks.
Yeah, so they own Adidas.
Whatever.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Adidas owns them, or they own Adidas.
Yeah, Adidas owns Reebok. Kind of like what? Honda.
Honda Acura.
Honda Acura, they're the same thing.
Lexus, Toyota, Scion, the same thing.
Adidas does own Lexus. I mean, Adidas owns
Toyota.
So who's gonna fight Misha Tate?
Dude, for the championship. Were you impressed with Misha Tate's performance?
Hell no.
I was
she
not.
She got a little stronger with her punching.
No. What I didn't like about Misha Tate versus Jessica Ai was in the first round, she got her and she knocked her down. And I think she should have been smart and let her stand up and continued boxing with her. She took her, she didn't take her down, but she dropped her with her stand up. She gets on top of her and then, you know, they're just wrestling. They're wrestling and the round ends. So they get to go to their corners, recoup. Second round, Misha Tate, she did take some, the other girl was hitting her. She was doing pretty good, but when Misha would hit her, she would hurt her. And Misha, again, dropped her, and she did the same fucking mistake. She got on top, she started wrestling with her. The other girl almost kind of got her, was almost, I think she was going for an arm. Misha got out of it, but then Misha couldn't get anything on her. I think she was on her back trying to slip in her leg, her left leg to get like a body triangle, or just to just slip her leg in there. And she couldn't. She didn't. And the rest of the round, they were on the fucking floor.
Well,
and Misha could, if she would have let her stand up, because if she backs up, the ref will make you stand up. And if she would have did that and continued boxing with her and hit her again and knocked her down, she probably could have knocked her out.
Well,
beating her that way.
Misha said that she got hurt. She got a little rock with Jessica Ai in first round. So in second round, she's had to readjust. She wasn't landing as much, so she had like 3 or 4 inches that she needed to adjust to get back in, swoop under that left arm, and then punch her. And that's what she started doing, and Jessica Ai couldn't handle that. And of course, Misha Tate has a stronger punch. She developed this last training developed on the strength, the punching strength, and it showed.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the rest of the fight. I'm just talking about she did that 3 times. She hit her and knocked her down.
She likes to smother. She likes.
What I'm saying.
She doesn't really go for anything.
My point is that she could have finished in the first round, maybe even second round, but it went to a fucking decision. And she's the number two.
Yeah, she's ranked number two.
She sucks.
And,
last time she fought, I forgot who she fought. She fought this freaking jabroni chick that I had never seen. Japanese chick.
Fighting a bunch of losers.
She fought this chick.
I won't say losers. A bunch of not so talented fighters.
Dude, this Japanese chick or Korean chick that she fought, that chick sucked ass and she was whooping her ass.
Yeah,
Misha couldn't finish her.
Brendan Schaub loves her.
The Asian girl? Yeah. Dude. And I think the fight, so to me, that last fight, she lost it. Because she's ranked number 2, and she's fighting someone that's ranked like 15, and she can't finish her.
I just wanted Misha Tate to win because she was hot. She was harder than the other chick.
She's hotter?
Yeah, than the other chick.
She, Misha Tate has this funny, like weird, sharp nose, kind of like muggy face, but damn it.
That's how I choose my female fighters.
Not on their talent. That's what they're trying to do. Get out of that, you know.
So not Liz Rousey and what? Korea?
Besh Korea.
Yeah, that's a tough one to choose.
But Misha Tate got
that. Whoever, okay, that's the other thing. This was on Saturday.
Yeah.
On August 1st, Ronda Rousey, bantamweight champ, women's champion in the UFC, is gonna fight. I don't know why Besh Koea isn't like number two. She's undefeated.
Yeah, she's and like 9-0.
Misha
Rousey's 11-0.
But she's the thing why she's 9-0 is because she fights jabronis.
Oh, también.
That's why she's undefeated, because she's but the also, best.
The only reason there's a bunch of, I guess, nobodies is because it's a small division, yeah.
It's new.
You can say that, too.
Women's fighting's been around, what, a year and a half? Not even 2 years?
That's another reason why Ronda's so dominant, because there's not many women in the division.
I think she's really good, but...
she's not... Yeah, I agree. She is good, but I don't think she's a, like, oh my God, I need a...
Who? Ronda?
I need to buy this pay-per-view type of deal.
She's good. So good, she makes everybody look like crap.
I was looking through this and now I found it.
The kids left that there.
And the reason why she's so good is because she's in a different bracket. She's world class.
Yeah, of course. But as in like competition, like the way I see Ronda Rousey fight and then I see Misha Tate and Misha Tate's number two. That's ridiculous.
The best thing that I liked about Ronda's training thing is that Mike Tyson was giving her pointers. That was cool. Because you got Mike Tyson on your side, you're going to say, hey, you know what?
Well, he's helped out Johnny Hendricks, and I hate Johnny Hendricks.
Johnny Hendricks.
Yeah, exactly, well, but he's Mike Tyson's been in the gym with him.
Well,
at least they
good.
Showed it for one of the...
So what are your predictions for this Saturday? Rousey versus... Korea, third round.
Korea, the R's are H's.
Oh, sorry.
She's Brazilian. Oh. It's like Hoist. It's with an R. Like Hickson is with an R, but it's an H. I don't get that.
So,
but Jacare Souza, the other one, Henato.
Jacare. Say it right, dude.
Jacare. Afghanistan. Afghanistan. You suck. We said it at the same time.
Jacare.
No, he has another name. Not it's Jacare. I think it's Renato, but they it's with an R, but they actually say they are.
Oh, Babalu?
No, Jacare.
You said Renato.
No, that's somebody else.
Where's the R in Babalu?
I know.
Because Renato Babalu his is name actually is... Renato.
Yes, exactly.
R actually goes as an R.
So is Jacare. Jacare's name is Renato, and they say Renato, but when it's Royce, it's with an R, but they say Royce. Same with Hickson. It's not Rickson, it's Hickson.
Yeah.
It's not Correa, it's Correa.
Just use an H, dude.
Yeah, but then with Renato, they say R, and I'm like, shouldn't it be Renato?
Yeah.
And no, it's Renato.
Win between Honda Housie and Beth Correa.
I'm going for Housie. I think Housie's going to take it.
Who?
Rousey.
You said Housie?
It's an R, so we're going to do the H's on all R's.
Oh, no, I'm going to like, what fight are you talking about?
The main imagine event, calling or... Roto Rooter. Is this Hoda Hooter? What? I want you to come clean my carpets. Like, carpets.
I think it's only in the beginning, though.
Right? I don't fucking know. Freaking Brazil or Portuguese.
I would say...
I have my predictions. What are your predictions?
I want Kohea to win just because I hate Ronda.
Why do you hate her, dude?
I don't know. I just hate her face. Kind of like Frankie Edgar. I just hate his face.
The stupid kid from Avatar?
Yeah.
The last airbender?
The last what? Airbender.
No, Jose has this thing where he judges people by their faces. They could be the best.
Always judge a book by its cover. Always.
Always.
Hell yeah.
And the other saying is never.
Well, that's why we are the way we are.
That's just me. I want... Kohea to win.
Has nothing to do with her talent.
You bet on her, on Kohea, and you win?
I'll make like this triple, is the, like 10 UFC's, times my money, no?
Ronda's UFC's odds are so, the UFC's record.
Wow.
So if you, you know, go to bet on her,
DraftKings,
and you bet, you're going to win.
Well, you should do that, dude. Bet on her and I'll bet on Ronda. One of us will win.
Yeah.
What if it's a draw? Who wins on a draw?
Nobody.
I think the dealer is.
My.
I'm guessing you're for Ronda. I'm for Ronda. I would say late in the second round because anything else, my, you know, she wants to put a beating on her, but I think late second round, early third round, that's all they.
I'm going for Ronda.
I think it'll go up to the second round as well.
Supposedly in her last three fights, it's been a total of 96 seconds or something like that, around 90 seconds.
Like 20 minutes, no?
Ronda, her last fight was 12 seconds or whatever.
No, but like her whole fight career was a total of like
something like that.
Or, I don't know.
I think she's always won in the... I think the first only time she's gone to the second round is with Misha Tate. That's why supposedly she gave her the hardest trouble. Second round.
Whatever.
That's because... The last fight, the one he didn't like against... I forgot her name. Kat Zingano. Oh, that was what, 12 seconds?
Yeah.
And the fight before that was 16 seconds. She knocked that girl out. Pobrecita. And then the one before that, I don't remember, but the last three are a total of like 90 seconds. So it's like 30 seconds per fucking fight. But the reason I'm going for Ronda is everybody says she's great. She's undefeated. I think anybody can be fucking defeated. Even anybody. Yeah. I don't care.
Look at the spider.
Exactly. That's a fluke, dude.
Oh, I need to talk about that.
Chris Weidman, dude. He does some Santeria voodoo shit.
Say what you gotta say, because I need to say something about that.
So, I'm going for Rousey when I'm a fan, but you're actually the one that told me this. I guess Kohea was talking crap about Rousey's dad committing suicide. And then she said that, hey, after I beat you, you're gonna follow in your dad's footsteps and kill yourself.
She's hyping up the fight, dude.
Yeah, dad, dude, you know, that's gotta, dad, that's her, too, her that's dad, too fucking personal, you know?
Her dad committed suicide, and that's kinda, it's hitting home, you know?
Dude, that's...
That's how it gets her fired up.
And I think she's really fucking focused, and I think she doesn't want to end it in... 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, exactly.
She wants to beat her ass.
That's what I said.
Like when GSP is a freaking nice ass guy. He's very respectful, blah, blah, blah. When he fought BJ Penn and he was pissed, dude, he whooped it. Like, he would back off so that they could stand him up so he could fucking whoop. He didn't want to finish it. He didn't want to finish him. He wanted to whoop his ass. And I feel that that's how Ronda is right now. So right now I'm going for Ronda.
Watch her do that and get knocked out like in the fourth round. Just for trying to beat her down. She slips and boom.
Or like in like Anderson with Shell Sun and whoops his ass in the last 10 seconds, gets a triangle.
Well, with talking about Anderson Silva, what's Big John McCarthy? Mm-hmm. And I think they took it out. They took it off Facebook because I was reading the headline. And it was saying that John McCarthy speaks out on fixed fights over Anderson Silva.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
And so I tried to look for it again. It's gone. So I think they pulled it out.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Like, I want to know.
Wanderlei Silva.
Anderson Silva.
Anderson Silva? The spider?
Yes.
Because right now I was reading on the internet that Wanderlei Silva is being sued by the UFC. Or by Zuffa.
Why?
Because he made a statement that he can prove how UFC, or Zuffa I should say, is making fixed fights. And they're suing him for that. For it's like defamation of the company.
Oh, defamation of character or
whatever.
Something?
Yeah. So they're suing him for that now. They knew he's been... hating against them since forever.
Since he
left, pretty much, since they kicked him out.
Kicked him out.
Yeah. But they said by him making that statement, he crossed the line and they're going to sue him now. So we'll see what happens. That just happened yesterday.
I walked out.
No, I was telling him that about the...
Zuffa
suing Wanderlei Silva.
Wanderlei, yeah.
Oh, Wanderlei.
Another one. V, and it's a W, but it's pronounced with a V.
Oh.
Whatever.
But yeah, they're suing him... Just
for defamation of character?
What
does that even mean?
Defamation of characters mean when you talk bad about someone that can potentially lose business because you are...
Am I doing that for Reebok because I said crap about Reebok?
No, because I don't
know. Not yet.
Maybe because I'm not a fighter yet.
Maybe once you get like 1 million viewers, you know.
Right.
We're working our way up there. Maybe once we get there, then yeah, we're gonna get lawsuits up the ass.
Something. Yeah, but it has to be some, like if you can sue.
But what were you saying here about John McCarthy?
Hold on, you can sue someone here. Like, let's say somebody at work talks bad about you, talks bad, then you can't get a raise, or you can't get...
I feel like killing myself later.
You can sue them for defamation. Oh.
I know. I'm telling.
No, I was saying about... Maybe...
John McCarthy
is speaking about Anderson Silva.
Fixed fights.
Yeah, but I can't find it anymore.
They're taking that shit off.
I mean, and I'm talking about within less than a minute when it posted up, I read it, and then it vanished. So, I was just like, what?
What about the co-main event for this Saturday, August 1st?
I thought they were the co-main event.
No, the main event is Ronda Rousey versus Cohen.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So the co-main event is Mauricio Rua,
against one of the brothers.
Antonio Rogerio Nogueira. Who's going to take that one?
I'm trying to remember if that's the older brother or the younger brother. Oh, it's the younger one?
Yeah. Antonio's the
older one. He looks old as hell, I'll tell you that.
Are you talking about Antonio?
Antonio, yeah.
Oh, no, that's the older brother.
They both need to retire.
Like the same fucking
Ruggiero
name.
Ruggiero is the younger one.
They have the fucking one letter in their three fucking names is the only difference. They have the same first name, Antonio.
But hey, his R is pronounceable.
Fuck, whatever.
Mauricio's a 22 to 10, 205 pounds, and Antonio is 21 to 6.
I'll tell you, I want Mauricio to win. I want Shogun Hua to win. I'm a fan of his. I don't really care for the Nogueira brothers, even though, you know.
Dude, they put a stamp in pride.
You owe them.
When he defeated Bob Sapp.
Mm-hmm. Fucking, that was ridiculous. Fucking, what was I saying? Okay, I want Hua to win. Mad respect for the fucking, for Nogueira.
Nogueira.
What he did in pro. Yeah.
Minotaur's fighting Stefan Struve.
Oh, that's such an easy fight, dude. God.
Well, we'll see.
Stefan Struve sucks. I can whoop his ass, and I don't know nothing.
He is a floater.
He is a dude. He's and what's his name, dude? Well, Mark Hunt broke his jaw last time. Like, everybody keeps whooping his ass. He's 7 foot tall or something, 7'1", and everybody can whoop his ass.
Antonio Silva's fighting Sal Pelele. Pelele, sorry. But yeah, that's the co-main event.
I'm going for Hua
versus
the Nogueira.
I'm going for Hua as well.
But también, dude, his last few fights have been like making the transition.
I'm going for Hua because he's lost 2 or 3 fights in a row. And I'm only just so he can still stay in the game.
He needs a win to retire. What else are they going to do in their lives, dude?
See, look, these guys are on their way out. So they're not getting good fights. They're only getting old school fights. Because the new guys, they'll get beat.
Yeah, because they were both in pride. Yeah. That's a fight that should have happened 15 fucking years ago.
Exactly.
Not now when they're 65. They should have done when they were 25. 35.
They're on their way out. They're
I'm exaggerating,
but this era of like, Shogun Rua.
It's just the respected guys are still allowing them to fight.
Dan Henderson. Really, he's been losing a lot.
Why? Wasn't he like on 3 in a row? Four losses in a row.
Two.
I think it was 3.
Cormier beat him. And then
because he fought Tim Bosch, and they were both the same. They were both like their last three fights.
Bosch needed a win because he had 5 losses.
And I don't think he'd even be there if he had 5 losses.
I remember what I was looking at.
I think it was 4. I think it was 3 or 4. Yeah.
Yeah, 3 and 4. So
and
Tim Bosch was.
I think he was 3, and now that fight made it 4 in a row, which I think he's out. And
It's like they're barely holding on by the skin of their teeth.
And these guys, like I'm saying, they're on their way out only because the new guys are coming in. New guys. Look, Robbie Lawler, he ain't gonna last that long.
He's not gonna last 3 years, dude.
He's not even. Yeah. I doubt. That's he'll what last I said. A year I, and said. A half.
I don't know, and I'm a fan of Robbie. It sucks. Check this out. It sucks, man.
Robbie Lawler against the natural born killer. What's his name? Carlos Condit. He's gonna beat him up. And they're trying to make Carlos is, you know, he's trying to get that fight.
Oh, Carlos! I thought you were something. Okay.
No.
Yeah, Condit wants it.
And I see him as a champ.
I do too. He was a champ, WEC. I believe so.
Where? You're not in the
UFC? WEC.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
again, when he came back. Dude, when he came, GSP was... Everybody that came from WEC lost their fucking champ unless they went into a weight class that didn't exist, like Jose Aldo did. Yeah. Jose Aldo came and that weight class, featherweight, didn't exist in UFC, so he got to retain his title. But anybody in 55, 70, 85, 205, they all lost their title.
Look. Robbie Lawler, man.
Hello.
I'm glad he's a champion, but he's just not. I don't think he possesses.
His evolution is just.
I don't think he possesses the skills, besides punching power and good left kicks. I don't think he possesses that.
But that's only two good things out of Carlos Condit, might have eight good things. It's not.
The reach itself. Woof. You know? And not only that. That 170 division is stacked. It's always stacked.
And they don't. They really. I think they've been kind of ignoring that weight class.
Yeah.
A lot.
Like, what's his name? Pitbull Arlovski. He's barely. Him, and Frank Muir are barely trying to come back, getting a couple wins under their belt. But they're on their way out too.
Muir wants that championship.
And they're going for that last run. Krokop is making his last run. He won.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Hey, and guess who got signed? Just
Fedor.
Fedor.
Fedor Emelianenko. Exactly. Where did he get signed to them?
UFC.
He got signed to the UFC?
Yeah, he got signed like 2 days ago.
Wow, I thought he was going to go to Bellator.
He got signed with the UFC, got him.
Again, why now? He should have been fighting in the UFC 8 years ago.
He was running for, like, chairman or something in Russia. He was something up there.
Like Pacquiao, how he's like a mayor in Philippines.
Yeah, he was running for like governor or mayor, something like that in the Philippines.
He lost it? In Russia or whatever?
I don't know. I just know he was doing like political stuff during his hiatus. Well, apparently hiatus. So, but yeah, I don't know.
God. Hey, when is the Demetrius fight? Johnson versus John Dodson. I hate John Dodson.
Why?
Can't stand that kid, dude.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a 125er too. He's really short, kind of stocky. He was in the Ultimate Fighter. He won the Ultimate Fighter. I think he.
I don't know, but this is the second time they're fighting.
I think he beat Dillashaw for the.
Oh yeah.
I think it might be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Well, that was my phone.
Fighting in September 5th.
Oh, it's September 5th. Yeah, I don't like John Dodson. I can't stand his attitude. I can't stand his trash talking. Look at him, you'd see he's annoying. There he is, that low. Look at him.
What is he, Puerto Rican or something?
I don't know. He's black. African American? I don't know.
But yeah.
I don't like him. Not because he's black. John Dodson. I don't like his attitude. Mm. I don't like the way he fights. He's too cocky. Yeah, hate that. Oh god, he runs, dude. He's so small and fast, dude. He can jump off the fence and do like two backflips and land. And just cause of that, dude, I want him to fall one day and break his leg. Okay. I don't like him, but. Wow. Okay, that's in September. We'll talk about that later.
Hopefully, Mighty Mouse is just a bunch of young bucks in the game now.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's just that everybody's learning MMA before just learning
one style.
Mm-hmm. So the old guys need to go out. Kind of like Hulk Hogan.
Ah, you had to bring it up.
guess so, eh?
What happened? You told me, I honestly, even now, you told me like 4 days ago, I still haven't looked it up.
I think it's becoming such a popularity thing that now you start talking bad about anything. Something,
yeah.
You're as responsible, even if you talk trash on any kind of
social media,
you're going to get reprimanded for it. And I just found out not too long ago about Hulk. So I used to be a Hulk fan when I was a kid. So I don't know what... I honestly thought he was retired.
No.
Yeah, apparently Hulk Hogan got caught. Hulk Hogan is a WWE superstar. He's been around at least...
He's gonna be UFC star.
He's been around at least 30 years, man, at least.
Late 70s?
Yeah. He was probably one of the pioneers. You can say he was like the Hoyce Gracie, you know. He was there at the beginning.
Yeah.
But, he got fired from the WWE because he was making racial comments in his personal life, I guess. I don't know. But it's just funny. I don't know. Like I said, maybe you guys are right. People are jumping on the bandwagon. Oh, you talk smack about the company you work for, you're getting fired, you know? I don't know.
I think this is funny. Yeah, I think that's kind of wrong because it kind of hits our amendment. I mean, we can talk, we can say whatever we want because we're, you know, we should have that right. As far as in the Constitution goes, in our amendments, we have that. I forgot what amendment was it. The free speech, and people are getting reprimanded for it. People are losing jobs because they say something. It's just their opinion. People get offended.
So
you can hear them.
I don't know.
Screaming.
Yeah, I don't know if the mic's picking up.
But yeah, the only reason he said it is because his daughter Brooke Hogan, she's dating a black guy, or African American. However you want to refer them.
If they call white people white, we should be able to call black people black, not African American.
Anyways.
Because they're not African American. They're just black.
Yeah, that's
true. They're not descendants of Africa.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the only reason he was talking smack about
them. So I guess we should just call them Americans? Not even black?
No, because we have to distinguish who's who.
Exactly! Then the people get offended. Oh, that's racist.
Hey, no matter...
How the hell are you going to know who I'm talking about if I just say American?
Because... There's no one's came up with it yet. Like, say Asian. No matter they're born here, they still say, "Hey, that Asian girl, that Asian guy."
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, they don't say, "Hey, that yellow guy, that yellow girl." They don't say that, or they don't say, "Hey, that Chino."
That spoon face.
No.
That apple picker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. What do they call Mexicans?
Mexicans? Brown people?
But yeah, anyways, that's why he was...
The assholes of
America?
He was
going off on his racist chant because, like I said, his daughter is dating a, you know, black guy, and I guess he doesn't like that. And
what white girl is it?
Oh, his daughter.
No, what white girl is it? Dude, all the Kardashians are. The girl next door is. Everybody.
Once you go black, you don't go back.
I guess.
But that's the only reason he got off on the rant to begin with, and it just got online and spread like wildfire.
It was done at home.
I believe so.
Same thing with the guy that owned that basketball team. That old dude, he was at home, his own privacy or whatever. Look at him now. He had to sell his team and do all this bullshit.
He got suspended.
Everything, dude. Everybody's so hypersensitive.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
So. You know what? The problem isn't Hogan saying, you know, the N-word or nigger or nigga or black people or Africans. I don't want my daughter dating Africans or whatever he fucking said. That's not the issue. What the issue is the idea that we all have of, you know, we can't say that because it's racist. Well, racism has been around for I don't know how long, from the fucking beginning of existence, dude.
Yeah, but the reason they say he can't say that is because that word represents 200 years of suffering. When you say that word, you're referring to him as a slave or ex-person, you know, whoever.
So then why do they refer to themselves as that?
I don't know. Ask them that. But pretty much that's why it's so...
No, I like...
It's so voodoo.
Again,
word, you know?
Taboo or whatever.
Taboo, there you go.
Like,
taboo,
I don't...
Sorry.
I'm not saying that I go around and I say, you know, nigger, nigger, whatever, black person, honky, jigaboo. I don't do that. But the fact that you get offended by certain words, they put too much power behind them. For you to lose your job because you said something in a different way than you normally would, or because of that circumstance, or because we're at home, or he's at home, or whoever's at home, well, you lose your job?
Wait a minute. Did he speak out, or he was recorded?
He was without knowledge. He was recorded. I think he was recorded without
knowledge. So that should be admissible, because...
But they don't see it that way. It's what he did.
Yeah, like I was saying.
Because they're treating it as a crime.
You can't record somebody without their knowledge.
Well, put it this way. Put it in an instance where somebody is hurting somebody else. Be like, hey, I shouldn't get in trouble because somebody was recording me without me knowing it.
Right, but this is in his home. It's not anywhere else.
Okay, but put the same scenario. If there's a guy in his home beating the living crap out of his children,
like Matt Brown, and
somebody records him, be like, hey, I didn't allow that person to record me. Like, I shouldn't be in trouble.
Like Matt Brown.
No. Wait. I'm saying this as in, again, I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't agree with it. I don't think that somebody should allow to fucking record Hulk Hogan or any celebrity and be like, look, this is what he says.
Who recorded him?
I have no idea.
Because if it was his daughter or the guy or somebody there, maybe. They're doing it intentionally. They're doing it to provoke him to say that.
But again, this is all about appearances. It's about the fucking media. Okay, it's not about what really fucking happened. Of course it is. Yeah. It's not about what it really happened.
Look.
Put in the context of what he's... They're just looking at what he said. Okay. Not what pushed him to say it or blah, blah, blah. Dude, plus he's old as hell, dude. He grew up in times where people were able to talk like that freely.
Well, how old is he? He's over 60, right?
I would say so.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say like 65.
Anyways, if you can't say nigger, people always find another way to describe...
61.
He's 61.
People always describe, you know, a black person. However, they're gonna create a word. Okay, so then it doesn't matter if it's nigger or if it's something else. They're gonna describe what they're talking about. Like, what you say, jigaboo. Or, hey, in Spanish, people call them tires. Tar. Because that's what you're trying to connect one thing with.
Like in Django, what does Quarantino say? Shut up, black! He calls Django. He just straight up calls him black. Shut up, black.
I remember I was in third grade. I was in third grade, and my teacher was black, and his name was Mr. King, right? And it was funny, man. He was a cool teacher, and he was, to me, when I was a kid, he was so dark that he was darker than his shoes. And
his shoes were
bleached. As kids, we didn't know. We're like, man, you're black. He goes, no, I'm not black. I'm brown. My shoes are black. Mm-hmm. But you're blacker than your shoes. No, my shoes are brown. It was so funny to argue with him. He was such a cool teacher, man.
But
he took me home one time because he, you know, I used to sell little. He took me to the house.
Oh, but when you say he took me home, like he took me home. He took you to his house.
No, yeah. He took me to.
But when you say it, he took me home.
Oh shit. He might have taken me home. I don't know.
But I don't remember. That was a long-ass weekend.
He was a new teacher.
But you're right. Like, to describe anything, that's the thing. If we decide to stop saying nigger or black or whatever, we would have to find a specific word to talk about people of that pigment.
Yeah.
Same thing with Hispanics or Asians. That's the thing is that they put too much... Yes, I understand. Nigger... It was a term to disparage a whole entire race. Okay?
Just like Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the connection with Jews? They either have long noses or they're
cheap. That's just a stereotype. I'm not talking about the stereotype. I'm just talking about a name. I'm not going to go into the stereotypes. I'm just saying names. Black people... Dude, they're black. That's their skin color. Mexicans, we're brown. Not all of us are brown. Dude, there's some people that are...
Yeah, but he said ninja.
Ninja.
So,
I get that that's way more offensive. But there's people that get offended with using black. There's people that get offended if you say African American. Oh, what do you? Oh, I'm not good enough to be 100% American. I have to be a. It's like there's no one can agree on the same thing. And there's people that they don't get offended by the word nigga. They're like, dude, that doesn't offend me.
Yeah, or guys like to say it within themselves.
Yeah. So
what's wrong with that? So you get offended when you're getting called a nigger, but then you can call someone or get called if it's the same race. Well, whatever.
I don't.
To me, it's pick and choose. Hey, I'm getting offended because he called me that, but my brother over here called me that, and it's fine. Okay, so it's the same word.
But either way, I think that's why WWE fired him, because
just right now he's
representing them, just like Jon Jones is representing UFC. They let him go.
So what if he's singing in the shower and someone's recording him outside? Can hear him, and he gets.
He's fucking singing an NWA song or something. Yeah. And they just
stupid.
He'll probably get fired. If right now we go
fuck the police.
Like right now we go. Who's a big star? Like right now we go to LeBron James' house and record him taking a shower, saying something racist, and we put it up virally. I'm pretty sure he'll have repercussions. You know what I'm saying?
But I think that's no one ever finds
out why. Just because of the image, because he's such a superstar, and the image he's throwing out, like, oh, he's a secret racist or something.
What about the creep that was recording him in the first place?
Yeah, nobody thinks about that, though.
Exactly,
The companies just care about their image. Like you said, it's a fake image. It's a fake image, but that's all they care about, so they let, you know, bad people go, so to speak. Even though we don't even hear their side of the story, you know?
That's what's even worse is the fact that because of something you say you can lose your job.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible.
You can lose sponsorships. You can, I mean, as a regular civilian, losing your job sucks. It's horrible. But some people say, yeah, you know what? They're rich and all that. But still, dude, he's been with the WWE, WWF for fucking decades, and they drop him because of that. Not when he was using drugs, not when he was using steroids, not when everybody, you know, fucking ratted on Vince McMahon and did this and said this. It's because he said one fucking word that everybody's super hypersensitive about. That sucks.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's stupid, but we shouldn't talk about it too much.
What else is gonna happen? Who else is gonna get in trouble and shit?
I don't know, but I think everybody has the right to talk. Everybody has the right, especially in your own home.
Yeah.
We can talk about whatever we want. That's the beauty of it, and we shouldn't be prosecuted for it.
No.
But
they're just words. It's.
Yeah.
I know there's meaning behind them.
Words are like nails, dude. You put a nail on the wall and take the nail out. What do you have left? A hole in the wall. Exactly.
That's your analogy.
Yeah. The nail is gone, but freaking repercussion is still there.
I was watching this this documentary today. I'm not gonna say what documentary it is, but they're talking about some guy. He was lying.
Can you feel
it? Yeah. Can you feel it? He was lying, and I guess a wise man from his village or from his town told him, like, hey, you know what? You shouldn't lie because, you know, you can never take back what you say. He goes, well, what if I just apologize to people? He goes, okay. He goes, I want you to go home. He goes, I want you to take one of your pillows. He goes, I want you to rip it open. And I want you to let all the feathers out of the pillow. And then once you've taken all of them out, I want you to go and get every single one of them and put them back inside and sew up your pillow. He goes, I can't do that. Some of them are going to get away that I'm never going to be able to catch. He goes, that's the same thing when you lie. He goes, it's the same thing that happens. Once it's out there, no matter how many times you apologize and blah, 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 it's still out there. I think like with this Hulk Hogan thing or with that guy that owned that basketball team, I don't know his name. When these people, they say these things, you know, sometimes they do mean them. That's just how they are, you know, in front of cameras. They act different. They can, but every time that happens, there's always an apology speech. There's always, and we fucking believe it. And we know that most of it is bullshit. It's from their PR. It's from their manager telling them, hey, dude, you got to make a fucking statement. Hey, you know what? It was out of context. You were joking around. You say something. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, some people buy it. I think people should be allowed to speak freely. You know, sometimes the words people choose are the wrong words and in the wrong context or just the wrong word, you know, in a context that they didn't mean or I don't know. It's just unfortunate that we as a society judge people and go that far because it was recorded. But how many times are we with friends and getting drunk and we're making racist jokes or we're saying this about this person or that person? You know, they always show it in movies when somebody's mocking somebody and then they turn around, hey, are they behind me? And they are. Yes. And you can never take it back. Oh, I was joking. You can't. So if you're being truthful, if that's how you are, it's not what he said. It's fixing the idea of racism. People look at, oh, look at what Hulk Hogan said. Fix the fucking problem. Why the hell is there racism in the world? Why the hell is there racism in whatever fucking group? Why do people keep getting in trouble for saying the N-word? I've said it a few times on the podcast. I don't talk like that. That's not part of my vocabulary. But I'm just saying it just to make kind of a point. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I know that word is offensive, but look at the bigger fucking issue. Why, as a society, in certain parts of the country, certain parts of the world, why are certain people brought up to think like that? To look at people like that? And again, even the person getting offended, you should look at that. Why are you getting... Yeah. Why are you letting a word like that offend you?
You gotta go back. You think back. We'll reach a day when one day that word won't be offensive?
Yes.
Like in 20 years?
No.
Hell if
no.
If aliens come.
Nah, not now,
dude. If aliens come not in and our start fucking destroying lifetime. This world, we're all gonna unite, dude. And we're not gonna save black people. We're
hey, brother man, yeah, let's beat these aliens.
Yeah. It's gonna be like that Will Smith movie. What's it called?
Independence Day?
Independence Day. They all get together and start fighting against... You know, another...
We're just going to focus our hate on something else.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
We're going to come up with names for aliens.
When is it going to end? It's
never.
Not.
It's never.
Until some...
But again, then we'll find a way to call aliens something else or whatever. We're going to be norms. You know, we're going to find a way to always distinguish people. So there's a bigger issue. Stop focusing on what the person... One word the person... the one word they said. It's stupid.
You know, in certain societies, certain like neighborhoods, nigger is also considered. You can be a white person, and they can call you that.
I thought you were gonna say a compliment or something.
No, you can be. I mean, it all depends.
You can be a nigger and be my friend.
No. It's kind of looked down upon within their own society, mm-hmm. with people that are actually like haters or backstabbers or you know, rats. They're considered that within them.
Oh yeah.
Their group.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah. What else?
Hey, black friend, pass the salt.
Slave days are over, boy. And we would laugh.
What are you quoting?
Mitch Patel?
He said he would like a black friend. That's a joke he made. He's all like, hey, I would tell my black friend, hey, black friend, pass the salt. And he'd be like, slave days are over, boy.
It's all good.
And we would laugh and high five.
And celebrate our differences.
Like, Dan Cook does one like that too, but it was a little different.
I went to the movies the other day.
I went to the movies twice last week.
Watch 4 freaking movies.
Really?
Yeah, dude. We were.
We went movie hopping.
Oh, I was hot.
You guys were feeling good?
I was feeling good. I wasn't feeling the way I wanted to. No. For the first two.
Watch Terminator Genesis. And then we watched
Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
Amy Schumer, Bill Hader.
I heard that was decent.
It was okay.
It had some funny.
It was way funnier the last time because I was really, really high. So
that's twice you've seen that movie?
I saw Terminator Genesis twice. Dude, the first time I watched it, I went on Tuesday for, you know, they have cheap movies, like $5 on Tuesdays. Dude, I went so freaking high, dude. Like, I was emotional during the movie. Dude, I cried at the end. No, dude, like, I was tripping. Dude, I was tripping out. Like, it was making sense to me. Like, oh shit, dude, I could be John Connor, and what if the world ends, and
I'm gonna have to save it.
I better start some military training or something.
You were all into it.
It was good, dude, I liked it. Then we watched that, and then
the second time you watched that movie, how
it was still good. I liked it. I wasn't as like focused in on it as I was the first time. It was still a good movie.
But you still think it was a good movie?
Yeah, you should totally watch it.
I've heard that Terminator did a bad job of like rebooting the
series. Hell no, dude! I think it's the best one yet.
Kind of
think...
like how
in 1984 when they made it.
Oh, first one's 84, second one is 91.
Kind of like how, who's the director for X-Men Days of Future Past?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but him, like, he rebooted the X-Men series pretty much with Days of Future Past. Pretty much all the X-Men moving up to that one got undone by that movie. But he did a good job with it.
He did a really good
job. No, so
I know what you're saying. I don't think it
so in Genesis, they kind of didn't undo that, or what?
No, I don't think so. It's before.
It's a remake?
Is there spoilers?
Okay, this is all I'm going to say. It's a remake, but they added some twist to it, and I thought it was genius. It's like Star Trek. How J.J. Abrams totally changed it, you know, with the timeline and all that. And it made a way better fucking movie. It's a remake, but it's different. It's and a whole it's good new because reboot.
It has freedom to talk about stuff that makes sense. So it goes further back in the past.
It's like...
Then everything else that has Terminator 1, 2, 3 hasn't occurred. Because they go back before that and they can change. It's kind of like that, like the that episode with Family Guy. How Brian and... what's his name? Stewie go back, and then they have to go back, and then they got to tell each other.
No, they keep going back.
Keep going back and back, and they have a parking lot, their driveway full of just
of them.
Because they keep going back and have to fix it. They got to fix it. They got to tell it.
So is there going to be another Terminator?
Then? It leaves it up to interpretation. You can see it as this no
is being it,
or they leave it a little open.
I think they leave it open.
Yeah.
They definitely leave it open.
What I liked is the way... I liked that it wasn't part five. I liked that it was... It started all over again.
Its own thing.
But you can completely... Like, part one...
Like, it can hold on its own.
Part one... If you watch part one, there's a lot of fucking holes in part one. And it's still a really good movie. James Cameron did a great fucking... He did a great job. It was a great fucking movie. Part two, to me, is my favorite... Just because I grew up with that one. Part three kind of sucked.
That's the one with the girl, right?
Yeah, part three sucked.
With the red suit.
And part four was okay.
What's part four?
The one with Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah, the one with Christian Bale.
Where he talks like Batman in there. He still has a fucking Batman voice. Like
an idiot. Sure.
The Batman. Oh, and then we watched Trainwreck.
Southpaw after that. Trainwreck, anything to mention there? Good movie.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
It has funny parts.
Funny parts, yeah. But
how was John Cena?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, he was good.
He's funny.
Gay.
Why are you giving spoilers?
He acted gay.
No spoilers. I'm not trying to mention anything on the story. Whatever. Yeah, he's gay.
Is acting legit?
Hell no, dude.
What about LeBron?
LeBron was annoying.
John Cena did better acting than him.
Oh, yeah?
I think. My
LeBron was
John Cena's an actor. He's in wrestling.
But,
I saw that video you put of wrestling. The stupid guy.
Yeah, did you see that?
What?
Okay, it's like amateur wrestling. And there's like four guys.
2-on, it's like a tag team.
Four guys on the rest. Yeah, it's a tag team.
They're tag team. But they're all in the ring. Mm-hmm. And this guy grabs this guy, and this guy does this.
He's like dressed as a pharaoh, and he does like this snake movement, yeah. And that like hypnotizes
him, dude, and that's how he wins.
And his opponents are just there,
they're like this
or whatever.
And then one guy grabs a mat, and they start breakdancing.
Yeah, they start breakdancing while their opponents are in there still like hypnotized.
That was his move, dude.
It was a stupid thing.
I remember when I was in Hawaii, I went to one of the there was a show for wrestlers. Let's see.
Watch that.
Watching the video.
Yeah, these two guys are whooping the, I guess the Egyptian team, and
look, that's it.
He just does a dance.
Look, there it is. While the other guys,
that's it. Yeah, they're hypnotized.
It took me a little bit to get it.
I know. So
he did it like three times.
I guess he's doing it to the crowd right there. I don't know.
The guy's able to fix his shorts. Yeah. Oh, my bad. Did you see he fixed his shorts and then.
When I saw this, I told Alice, I'm like, look away. I was expecting something like graphic, you know?
So was I.
And I just see this dumbass.
They're just standing there.
Yeah. See, like, there's a breakdance mat. And he starts to breakdance.
There's a cardboard box.
Stupid.
What the hell?
That's wrestling for you. So that's why I'm not.
You know who I thought immediately when I saw that?
No.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. John Cena has good acting skills because
at least
wrestling, man.
LeBron
broke his nose.
Did he?
Yeah, in wrestling,
so they need him, right?
They need him to the face, and obviously
to the face.
Yeah, they need him to the face. I guess the guy did it too hard or whatever, and he broke his nose.
I'm sure that's happened a lot.
Right, yeah,
I'm sure that's happened a lot. Has it happened a lot in wrestling, like I'm mishaps sure. like that?
Yeah, dude. Like with the Big Show, when he would freaking slap you with the open hand on the chest, those are real.
Oh, that's real, man.
Those are real. They're jumping off fake, bro.
Jumping off, that's all real, man.
Just like the guy on top going up, breaking his neck, that's real.
Oh, gosh.
But when someone falls down and you grab their leg as some kind of hook, you know what I'm talking about?
It's all loose.
When the guy's pinned down on the ground, basically his belly on the ground. Yeah, and they grab his leg like this, and he's like this.
He's all like,
wait, what? Is this a hypertension? Hyperextension?
They bend it the way it naturally bends?
Yeah. It's like, what?
There's no hyperextension at all.
It's tapping because, you know,
yeah.
What the hell? It hurts so much. It's excruciating pain, but it's not.
So, yeah, so after train wreck, we watched Southpaw. Really wanted to watch it. I liked it.
Were you high?
No, for Southpaw, no. Hell
were
no.
You high? Yeah.
You were still high for Southpaw? Damn.
Come on, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you enjoy it?
I did. I got really emotional on that movie.
Yeah. It's a good
movie. I heard it was emotional.
It gets you fucking mad.
Yeah, dude.
Why?
The storyline.
It's all about like how the system
uses the fighters or what, the boxers? Or
no,
what?
No. The
just gets he gets you by the ball.
What happens is that he's a boxer and
spoiler alert.
He well, you can watch that in the trailer. Watch the trailer. He gets in trouble with the law.
Oh, okay.
And he loses everything.
Oh, that sucks.
And one of the things he loses is his daughter. Oh, and well, they show that in the trailer, but in the movie, dude, the way they treat that situation, You just want to fucking yell at the screen.
Oh.
Not that it's a bad movie. The situation, you're like, dude, that's so fucked up. It's unfair. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the typical, not typical boxing movie,
like,
but it's like Rocky meets fucking 8 Mile type. You know, like
it
working
like
his
Warrior.
Way
there. Like
kind of
emotional.
Yeah, it's good. I wanted to watch it because I'm a Jake Gyllenhaal fan. That's it, yeah. And he did really good.
He did very good, man. Very, very good.
It's really good.
So worth watching?
Yeah.
I think so. And then we watched the Ted 2, which I wish I was high for it.
It wasn't as funny.
It was okay. I didn't like the fact that Mila Kunis wasn't in it. Again,
yeah.
I don't know why she wasn't. Maybe she's pregnant again.
Yeah, pregnant with that.
Well, she's pregnant now. She's pregnant now, but I'm sure they made the movie.
Did that girl even get pregnant?
She's already had a baby.
Jeez,
now she's having twins.
Wow.
So now they're going to have three kids.
She's married?
Michael Kelso.
Ashton Kutcher.
Jackie and Michael Kelso.
He left Demi Moore.
Yeah.
I would have left her.
Jackie, but
she kept her on the side and stayed with
Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis, but Jackie and Michael Kelso actually hooked up in real life.
That's, and he has three kids with her.
Well, they're about to. They have one kid together, and now she's pregnant again. But with her,
I didn't even know she was.
But she's married with married. She's pregnant with twins.
I can just imagine her saying, "Okay, you gotta act like Kelso before you hit me, get me, impregnate me."
He just gotta open his mouth and look at her.
Like,
the way he would laugh.
Bad. Remember one episode she was driving away in the station wagon and he was walking just like this?
Was she driving? I don't
know. Yeah, he was walking on the street. He's like, come on. But he was just...
That was a good show. I mean, it was like the...
Walking in place?
The... Yeah, like you could tell, like I could tell some of the mess ups and things, but it was such a good show, dude. I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't like...
Ted 2 did the same thing as Dumb and Dumber. You know how they pick parts that were funny in the first one to do it in the second one to make it funny.
To me, I didn't think about that. I thought more of Hangover. Hangover 2 and 3. Like, it was the same type of...
Oh, that was horrible. Hangover was horrible.
I thought you guys were going to watch Ant-Man.
I watched Ant-Man on Tuesday.
I wanted to, but it didn't go with...
Since we're movie hopping. We got there at 3. We left at midnight.
Yeah, that'll go
for match up the
no.
The
times on Tuesday, I watched Terminator Genesis.
And I was so pissed because I got tickets from work cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, damn it.
Because when I go on Tuesdays, if I go to the one in Chula Vista, it's $5. If I go to the one in Mission Valley, it's $6.50. So I get in for $6.50. On Tuesday, I didn't buy popcorn or anything. I took food from here. So I spent $6.50. I spent $6.50 and I watched 3 movies and I left. When we went on Sunday, it was $11.50 per movie, so I spent $23 to get in.
That's why at work, your work, you can get tickets. I just gotta buy them during.
It's
the
just
week.
I always go on Tuesdays. I never go besides
that. Well, when we go, I can just buy them and then just have them.
I think Costco's cheaper. You get 2 of them for like $15 or something like that. Two tickets for $15. I call yep, and you can use them day or night.
Any good trailers?
Oh, did you see Batman? Batman's bigger than Superman.
Yeah.
He's
huge.
Yeah. He has to wear a suit to fight him.
No. I'm saying he works.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck is bigger than
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, there you go.
Holy shit!
Cavizel. Cavizel. Oh, no, that's
he's
the other guy.
I think that's pretty cool.
Dude, even his legs are huge. I was like...
I don't know how he... I'm all stoked.
You know, supposedly that he's getting... Like, it's bringing problems between him and his wife or whatever. I don't know. That's just a tabloid. Ben Affleck.
About him working out?
No, doing Batman or whatever.
Why? That's probably his dream.
They say that his wife's a bitch.
Ben Affleck? Who's he married to?
Jessica... No. Hell no.
The one that did...
Jennifer Garner.
Her?
Really?
Electra.
Really?
The size?
The size? Yeah, Electra. You know, he did Daredevil and then they came out with Electra. He married Electra.
What? I didn't know that.
No, they're married. I think they got kids. Yeah, they got a kid. I don't like her.
She should have stayed with... What's her name?
J-Lo? He's with J-Lo.
No, he should have stayed with the girlfriend chasing Amy.
Oh, gosh, she's ugly. Joey Lauren Adams?
But she was open.
Joey Lauren Adams. Actually, that's why they say it might be that's why Ben and Kevin really aren't good friends or don't talk to each other as much because...
The wife?
Yeah, the wife. Like Kevin, one time he was in a movie with her. That like one of the times he actually went out for like a role, like to be an actor. He was in a movie with her, and you know he's there and she's there, and I guess she's like, or maybe at a party or something. Like she didn't like something that he said. Like, oh my God, he's too vulgar. Why would you say that? And he's just like, bitch, do you know who your fucking husband is? Like, he used to hang out with us. He's the dirtiest motherfucker out of all of us. And I don't think she liked that.
Because they were really good. I mean, how many movies did he do with Smith? He did Chasing Amy. He did Dogma. He did Mallrats. He appeared in Clerks
3.
Clerks 2. And Clerks 3's not out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was in a small part in Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back. And he was the main star in Jersey Girl. Because Smith wants him to... Well, first of all, he wants him to do... Since he's Batman, Kevin Smith has a podcast, Fat Man on Batman.
Yeah.
It's all about Batman. And I don't think he's gone on the... He's gone on it. Because people keep asking, dude, when are you going to get... Because they call him Batflick now.
It sounds like bat shit on him.
Batflick. No. So... He hasn't done that again before Clerks 3 got postponed. Kevin was like, you know, hey, you know, it'd be cool if Ben came back for Clerks 3 as, you know, like a cameo or something. But that got shut down. And then since he's doing Mallrats 2 and Affleck was in Mallrats, he wasn't just a cameo, he was part of the cast.
Yeah.
They were thinking of, but I don't know if he's... Even consider. I mean, he's like, dude, he's fucking Batman. I don't think he wants to come and do. But they were good, really, really fucking good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, if it wasn't for Kevin Smith and Scott Moser, or for Kevin Smith, dude, him and Matt Damon wouldn't have sold or wouldn't have made Goodwill Hunting.
Because
yeah. Kevin Smith is a producer on there. He's the one that got it to Miramax for them.
Yeah, well, hopefully he comes around and he does it, and Jennifer Garner,
I don't know, that was just rumors that they're, like, having problems because of Batman, but the other stuff I know is true, they don't talk to each other as much.
She doesn't look like a bitch when she's acting against little children, little kids.
But, I don't know. What else? I don't remember any trailers, anything else. I really don't remember
anything.
Nothing
new. No. Trailers. Oh, I think
Suicide Squad.
Batman. They didn't show that.
Oh,
I want to watch Sinister too.
But they didn't show a trailer for it. But.
No. But I want to watch something scary that's really worth your while.
I heard all the Insidious 3 was freaky as hell.
Yeah.
Insidious 3,
Insidious 2, I've seen 2, I think. I saw The Conjuring. The Conjuring wasn't super scary, but it was good. Mm-hmm. It was decent.
Yeah.
Scary movies aren't as scary. You know, people...
No, but
I don't like watching scary movies in theaters because I hate hearing all the fucking screaming. All the girls. Every fucking 2 seconds, dude.
Oh my god, I can't look.
Yeah, then why go?
Let me know what happens. Why the fuck do you even go?
Honestly, when I went to the movies on Tuesday, I had a way better time. First of all, I was high. Two, there's way, way less people in the theaters than there were on Sunday because we went on Sunday.
Dude, we watched Ted and there's... kids running, going up and down the stairs.
And it was at 10:30 at night. And there's this little girl. She's running up and down the stairs, dude.
With jelly beans, so you can hear the box just rattle. and then this guy, there's a kid. He's probably like 11, 12 years old. Laughing
his ass off,
but
dude.
way after.
I think the kid was like special or he had Tourette's or something.
It's like the joke, okay. Got the joke, right? Next scene, and he's always
he starts laughing after the joke's over. like he barely got it. And he would say comments too. Oh man, that was a good one.
It was such a delay. And we were all the way on top, and he was at the bottom, like all the way at the bottom, like at the flat row. And he was super loud, man. Super
I think he made the movie funnier.
But that was one movie I wish I was high. Because, you know, it's kind of like a stoner movie. They kept talking about weed. But. Yeah.
So, that it?
I think so.
I think so.
What you guys do?
That day.
Well, actually, I was surprised. Because the stuff that I took with me, the smoke, it's not what I usually smoke. So I was like, this is gonna suck. I liked the high I had when I went on Tuesday, and I actually was surprised that I was able to enjoy the movies.
We went in with with
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out burgers and the whole meal and everything. Well, yeah. I did. My whole meal. Didn't
tell you anything?
I went in with the soda and everything, and
I put the bag of food in my backpack.
And it smelled like
food. The backpack's all hot. It's, you can smell the In-N-Out.
They didn't even search you or anything. The backpack.
When I go on Tuesday, they never search me.
Well, check this out. I wanted to smoke, but then when I ate, I didn't enjoy my food. So that's one of the things I didn't kind of enjoy about the movie. I didn't enjoy it, but I enjoyed the popcorn. So it's kind of weird.
I didn't really enjoy the popcorn.
I was tripping because I thought people were looking at me, the people that were on the side of me.
Yeah.
When I'm over there eating and everything, so.
I like being on a sativa when I watch the movies, and this time I was on an indica. So it was a very different high. But I still... When I went on Tuesday, like after the second movie, it went away. And I was thinking, I'm like, dude, I still have some in my vaporizer. I'm gonna... Where can I go smoke? And I'm like, you know what? I should probably go to the bathroom. And then I'm like, nah. And after I realized I was in the bathroom, like I was sitting there waiting. And I'm just like... I washed my hands and everything. And I'm just like, no one's walked in. And I was like going for my backpack, and then I'm like, no, someone's gonna walk in. And I'm like, no, I'll go into the stall, and every time I'm gonna flush or something. I don't know. And nobody walked in that bathroom for like 10 minutes. I could have totally gotten high and then got to the movie. But I didn't.
Just blow the smoke into
the toilet. And then flush it. That's what I was thinking. Again, the things potheads think about. And then yesterday, dude, we smoked, and then we smoked and we watched Friday.
Talking about, go ahead. Sorry.
No, what were you saying?
Talking about Arlovski, Pitbull Arlovski, and Frank Mir.
Woo!
UFC 191.
Dang! Dang!
Well, they're both on a winning streak, so.
Yeah, but freaking Arlovski's power, dude.
Oh, yeah, but I'm still going from here.
I'm going for Arlovski.
But
what?
Why'd you open it?
The taste in it, I like it.
Ooh. That was an edible?
No, it's a regular lollipop. I don't do good on edibles, as you guys know. As everybody knows that listens to the podcast. I got some goodies today.
52. This is going to be round two, dude. Because they fought before. I just don't remember who won.
Arlovski and Mir fought before?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
I don't remember that at all.
Let's see, 2015, 2005. We're watching it over there in freaking Surrey.
I do not remember that fight.
Let me look it up.
Let me look it up, because I don't think my memory's that bad. I don't ever remember them fighting. Periscope. That'll be interesting. Oh, dang. 30.
Did you hear about the lion that got shot by a dentist?
His face, you got.
Yeah, a lion got shot by a dentist.
Is that why Arnold's like saying no more shooting at lions and stuff like that?
I guess.
I have no idea.
I didn't even know he said that.
Yeah, there's you know, Arnold saying don't shoot lions.
Really?
You know, if you want to be a man, and fight, or go fight in the UFC, in the octagon, or go in the military. That's a real man or something like that. Mm. But I didn't get it.
Military's easy as hell.
You don't hunt there.
Yeah, easy as hell.
I was going to grind it. Yeah,
that smells good.
Should I? You mind it? Drawer I got my grinder.
But yeah, apparently the dentist guy
was he like a poacher? Was he like
he hunts on his free time.
Okay.
So that's his hobby.
Thing.
Yeah, that's his hobby. Anyways, he killed a lion that was being protected by Zimbabwe or something like that.
Protected animal, okay.
Yeah, and but he didn't know that. So he killed the lion. And he's getting a lot of heat from people.
He didn't do it. I get it, but it's not like he's a dick that's just out there.
Yeah, killing. Because when you get a license, they'll tell you, they should tell you what's in season and what's not. and what's protected and what's not.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't either.
they even do that with the fishing license. Don't
really?
What's in season? What's to catch? How many to catch? What not to catch? Yeah. This is probably why he's getting a lot of heat, because he's a dentist and he should know better.
I have two more of these, a big one and a little one. Can you give them to me, please?
But yeah, that guy's getting a lot of heat right now.
Where was this at? In Africa?
I think so. I want to say, yeah. I don't remember the story.
Thank you.
I just read it like 10 minutes ago.
It's not important.
Yeah. Mm. Frank Mir wants to fight Fedor, though.
That'll be an easy win.
For Fedor.
Ah!
Right?
Probably.
Right.
I don't know. I think he lost three in a row, dude.
So?
Like, that's all I had left, dude.
Mir sucks.
I don't know, but it says Frank Mir versus Andre Arlovski too.
I don't remember them fucking fighting. Then I think fucking Arlovski won that. Because back then...
He was champion then.
Because back... Well, but there was a time that he wasn't.
Arlovski by first round technical knockout was what happened next. Frank Mir Shane Carlin.
Wait.
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta get. Sometimes I don't know. This is.
Smells like pine sol or something. Fabuloso. No.
No, it doesn't.
It smells like weed.
Yeah, it smells like regular weed.
I don't want nothing with the name on it or nothing. I want regular. I wanted to say it right there. Regular weed. Not Thriller, Killer, Salmonella. None of that shit. I wanted to say right on it. Regular weed. That guy needs to come out with another special.
Nothing on the Arlovski.
Yeah, August 2005.
That's when they fought.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying.
I do not remember.
I'm just trying to look for the actual. Like,
hold on, let me look this up on YouTube. It's bad.
I want to see
Mir versus.
Okay.
Arlovski.
Okay. Right here,
it
should tell me right here.
Is Arlovski with an I or a Y?
I.
Y.
Oh. There's a bunch of video game runs. That's it. Arlovski versus Nelson. Okay, 2005?
I don't see it.
Well, according to Wiki, they never fought.
Yeah, I don't see it here.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying. I don't remember. I think I would have remembered that.
I'm looking at his... They're just lying.
Arlovski fought Fedor. He got knocked out.
Arlovski?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got knocked out, like...
Yeah,
because
he fucking jumped in like a cat Zingano, like a fucking idiot.
Where Arlovski jumped
in. He was in the ropes beating him.
Yeah.
He goes in and he gets fucking knocked out.
Yeah. No.
Like an idiot. He was beating him too, or he could have.
Damn.
And I think that last fight, he got lucky. The slugfest with Brown.
No, dude, that guy's fucking powerful, dude. That guy's fucking powerful. But then he also knocked out Bigfoot Silva. Mm-hmm. Remember? Fucking Jesus.
Yeah,
I'm only gonna.
There's only one four, like. Consecutive wins, like he's done it like one, two.
I'm only gonna grind half of this.
He's lost four in a row against good guys: Junior Dos Santos, Daniel Cormier, Josh Barnett, and Alistair Overeem. And then he won his last two.
That's Overeem. That was horrible.
Dang, he's 36 years old, Mir.
Yeah, I just wish he could just showcase more of his freaking.
I think
jiu-jitsu. Wish, man. I love.
I love his jiu-jitsu, but I like seeing him strike.
Yeah, but I like let him set it up. Let him set it up with.
I think he needs to lose fucking weight. To me, Mir needs to lose fucking 20 pounds, dude. He needs to stop fighting at 262, 265. Doesn't mean he's losing weight. He's still big, man.
He's all flabby.
Yeah, he needs to tone it up. He'd be faster, man. His striking would be faster. Right, his takedown.
Flexibility, right? That's what he said.
How would you lose flexibility?
What?
If you lose weight, you can.
He said he doesn't cut weight because he'll lose flexibility.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that.
I believe him.
Because he's. Dude, he's a fucking jiu-jitsu fucking world champion practitioner. You think he's going to lose flexibility if he lost 20 pounds?
Yes.
Oh, God. He'd be more flexible.
Whatever he says, man. If he likes to eat Captain Crunch in the morning, it's all good.
Like Anderson Silva likes to eat like 2 Big Macs and shit, like before fights or something. Or after. He likes Big Macs.
Hey, man. Whatever's clever.
Yeah.
Whatever works. I've always been a fan.
I've always been a fan of Frank Mir. I'm still a fan. Dude, my favorite fight of all time is him against Pete Williams.
When he does that
judo submission. Obviously he won by submission jiu-jitsu. He's a jiu-jitsu practitioner, but it's a judo move, dude.
It was
fucking
awesome.
Beautiful, dude. The way he's ripped, dude.
He's like
the best submission is one of my favorite fights to watch.
Like an elbow crank and it was more of a shoulder crank.
It's the shoulder. He's ripping awesome. Your fucking show. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah,
I've seen it. Okay. That's my favorite. I love watching that, dude. But, yeah, we're good,
David
dude.
David Paul Harris.
Woo! Paul Harris is a different level, dude. Different fucking level.
No, he's not. He's more of a leg practitioner, and Mir is more all the way around. I mean, he'll grab your legs, and I love it.
He
gets knocked out too fast. He feels like
he's been fighting, dude, since he was 21, 19, something like that.
Well, in the UFC, but he started.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's.
Before we end this podcast, this episode, as we always do, always promote the podcast. You know, look us up on iTunes. You know, we're on Facebook, Twitter. I use the Twitter account way more than I do the Facebook, but find us on Twitter, Instagram, you know, Broken Rhythm Podcast. On Twitter, we're Broken Rhythm 88. Facebook, Broken Rhythm Podcast. We're thinking of next week trying something new out, Periscope. So, if you guys want to find us on there, if you guys have Periscope or... If you don't, download the app, check it out, figure it out. I don't know when the next one is. Maybe by the end of this week, maybe on the weekend or at the beginning of next week. If you follow us on social media, on anything, Twitter, Facebook, I'll post it up when we're getting ready to do another episode. And I'll let you guys know if we're going to do Periscope. I really want to get it for next episode, but... Just look out for it, you know. Still trying to figure out how Periscope works. You say it only stays up for 24 hours, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, yeah, find us. Or on Periscope, you know. Find me, you know, or Broken Rhythm 88. You know, I'm using the podcast Twitter account, not my personal Twitter account for Periscope. So, you know, we might even do some videos in between the podcast just to kind of feel it out. But, yeah, we want to start doing some videos and check it out, guys. If you guys are supportive of the podcast or the social media, look us up. This episode probably be up later on tonight, maybe tomorrow. I might not do it tonight because I'm getting ready. So, yeah, guys, thanks.
Ready for what? To pray?
I'm getting ready to meet my maker in about fucking 10 minutes right now. I got some goodies today. Got some... oil, and I got some flour. Smells good. Not really.
Smells the same.
I know. To me, it all smells the same. I can't really tell the damn difference. Honestly, I don't like it. Like, the smell of it, like, before you smoke it. But that's just me. But yeah, guys, follow us on social media. iTunes, you know, that's where you guys can follow the podcast and listen to older episodes or other episodes. So, thanks, guys. And we should be back sometime within the next week. Alright, guys, thanks for listening.
Later, bitches.
Peace.
Okay, Joe Duffy.